10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie and Rex Road brought to you by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keys are here with you. We head to our 102.5, The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in our friend Corey Curtis from News 2, brought to you by Tennessee Men's Clinic. Corey, good morning. How are you?
Not as good as you guys. Congratulations on the next 15 minutes of your lives.
We thank you for that, as we do every week. It is a highlight of our week. And, Corey, I want to start here with you. You, unlike my colleague Joe Rexroth over here, actually attended the NFL Combine and enjoyed the glory.
Let's put that into context. I visited the Combine, okay?
Was it same day?
I was there 2.5 hours.
We're talking. Okay. That's how you do it. Up and back, baby.
We left at 3:45 in the morning. I was back in the car by 11, back in Nashville by 3:30.
Did you at least get like some Shapiro's Deli on your way out of town?
No, we had to be back for the 4 o'clock news.
Wow, that's a veteran move.
Arby's?
By Corey Curtis.
I do like Arby's. I think Arby's is vastly over-attacked. The beef and cheddar is a wonderful sandwich and not to be ostracized in the fast food community.
No free shout-outs here on the program.
That was a very good free ad.
It was.
Corey Curtis segment now brought to you by Arby's.
That's right. So, Corey, as you listen to Brian Callahan and Mike Borgonzi talk, what, if anything, stood out to you the most from those two?
You know what? What stood out to me most was when Brian Callahan was talking about, you know, taking players that fit his scheme or taking the best players. We didn't hear about collaboration. We didn't hear about, hey, we all agree on everything together. We heard, hey, it's my job to coach. It's their job to find the best players possible. And I think that was a big change. That's more of the old school way of doing it. And I think it's the better way of doing it. You know, you find the best players and then you go play with them. And I thought that really stood out to me, that there was a shift in the way that they were doing these things. Not to say that Brian Callahan's input shouldn't be involved, but you know, his job is to coach the team. And the other guys, their job, they spend all their time on finding the best players. So that is absolutely what they should be doing.
Yeah, I don't know. I might have to disagree a little bit with that. I guess it depends on – it's probably maybe a matter of semantics here. But, I mean – Like, I get that we're all sick in this town of the word collaboration.
Yes, we are.
But,
okay, Ken Whisenhunt had to have Doriel Green Beckham, all right? And he had to have Bishop Sankey, okay? When you allow the non-personnel people to pick the personnel,
okay,
it generally doesn't go great.
Okay, well, in 2016, Mike Mularkey said, John, I really think we should do Derrick Henry. I know you don't want to do Derrick Henry, but I've been talked into it by Blake Bedingfield. I really think we should. And they took – I mean, I'm sure you can find plenty of examples both ways. What's that?
But what did you just say? I've been talked into it by –
Well, by
one of their main scouts.
Well, of course, but that's still the coach. I guess what I'm saying is because
nobody talked Wiz into Doriel Green Beckham.
That's true.
No, well, that's fine. But now we're talking about different things, right? You're talking about a coach who oversteps.
Yeah,
I'm still saying I want my personnel people absolutely working closely with my coaches. I want Bill Callahan. I'm not drafting offensive linemen that he doesn't want, for example, right?
I want their input. all right, I want their input, but I don't want them making the picks.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's fine. Yeah. It just there's a little bit input. Of like, get Brian out of there. Now, I guess if it's
he's truly
a lame duck coach, but,
I don't want, look, he doesn't get like 1/4 the vote, okay? He gets his input. You know, Brian, what do you think of these quarterbacks? This is what I think. I think we can do this. I can do. Thank you. That's it to me.
Thank you. Go back to your office. We'll tell you. We'll let you know who your quarterback's going to be tomorrow.
Yeah, basically.
I'm not on board with that. Sorry. No, I'm also not an NFL, executive. So guess maybe this is why. Yeah, not yet. Right.
Still, it's coming down the pipe at some point here.
I do have a fantasy football team, and no one gets input on my selection.
That's right. That's right. No doubt. So, Corey, the quarterback movement, or I guess lack thereof, has begun. So Stafford is back to the Rams, so he's not going anywhere. Apparently now the Giants are, I guess, entertaining the idea of Aaron Rodgers. So we'll see what happens with Darnold after all that. But, Derek Carr looks like he's staying in New Orleans at the Saints. So I'm looking at the veteran options, some of which are dwindling right in front of our very eyes, and not loving what I'm seeing out there right now if I'm Tennessee Titans.
Look, there are a couple of people who are loving what's happening. And number one is Sam Darnold, because his price tag just keeps going up with each one of these guys staying, all right? Because now there are a bunch of teams basically competing for one guy, all right? And then the other guy is Cam Ward, because, there are the competition for him at one is ramping up too, because, there are teams that are just, that were in the market possibly for a veteran, and now that market outside of Sam Darnold is gone, and you still have to be convinced that Darnold, for the amount of money you're going to give him, is the guy who can take you, where you need to go. And I think it also, I heard your earlier segment, talking about drafting quarterbacks. It just goes to show you how difficult it is to fill that position. It's terrifying to turn your back on a guy who can produce, because you can be the Chicago Bears and be looking for that guy for 50 years.
What else, Corey, from last week, whatever it may be, whether it's prospects, interviews, just moves around the league, we're seeing some things actually move, really, really jumps out to you right now?
Well, obviously, the Stafford and Carr things were big, from seeing how those dominoes start to fall. It was interesting, Debo Samuel goes for a 4th or 5th?
To the fifth.
Yeah. And, Debo Samuel is a good football player, but can't stay healthy. You could argue with his fitness level. I mean, is that fair?
Yes. From some of the reporting out there, yes.
Yeah. I mean, so, look, I don't blame Washington for going after him, but you would have thought the return might be a little higher for a player of that caliber, but it just goes to show you where he is. He is at, with right there, and as far as the combine goes, it is amazing the swings that can happen when guys don't even work out. Did Abdul Carter work out?
He did not.
No. Did Cam Ward work out?
He did not.
Yet in 4 days, we go from, oh my gosh, the Titans are taking Abdul Carter, to, oh my gosh, the Titans are taking Cam Ward.
Well, so to that point, the injury stuff with Carter, it's the stress reaction. We have gotten a lot of people that want no part of the Titans messing with quote-unquote injured players. Now, I would argue it's football. You're going to have a tough time finding players that have never been injured before. And this has not been, some stress fracture yet that he's had to deal with. So when you heard Abdul Carter stuff, what did you think, and does that influence the way you view him?
Look, I'd have to know more about the injury to the foot, but if you recall, Derrick Henry had a stress fracture to the foot, and he somehow has pulled through to the other side and done okay. Not everyone has the same difficulty Javon Kurtz and Kevin Dodd had with that injury. Now, feet are tricky because the veins and the muscles and the bones are all small, and so they're tougher to heal sometimes. But, they're not even recommending surgery for this. I was thinking about this before I came on. As you look at the top four picks, you know, because the Titans have those top four guys all visiting. It's obvious one of those guys is probably going to be in two-tone blue and unless they trade way back. You think about what's the chances that they're going to be a successful NFL player. I would say I would put 90% that I think Abdul Carter is going to be a really good player. I would put 99% on Travis Hunter is going to be a really good player. I'd put 50%, maybe 70%, somewhere in between there and Cam Ward, and I'd probably be 50% or a little lower on Shedeur Sanders.
Wait, 50? Okay, but 50 to 70 on Cam Ward being what? Yeah.
Being a good football player. Being a good football player. I like Cam Ward.
Like a quarterback, you'd be happy that you took number one overall.
I'm getting there. I've watched his tape, and I like what he's all about. It's picking that position is terrifying, as you talked about, but that can't – without that position, you're nothing, okay? So you can't let past failure dictate, well, we're not going to take a quarterback because this guy didn't work out. It's got nothing to do with it. All that matters is your evaluation on this player, all right? This player.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah, if you trust this player – is going to be a successful quarterback, then I don't see how you cannot take him. You have to take him because you don't know where you're going to pick next year. You don't know what's going to be available next year, all right, or the year after that. So if you have the chance, again, I'll bring up Floyd's name. I talked with Floyd back when they had a quarterback, and he said it doesn't matter if you have a quarterback or not. If you're picking and there is a franchise quarterback on the board, you take him. And so if you view him as a franchise quarterback, you have to take him. And there are a lot of people right now who apparently do. I think he looks pretty darn good. I think his track record is pretty darn good. I think his ability to adapt to new systems and to lead new teammates all look good. He's not about, you know, his social media profile. He's not about his brand. He's about football. And as you talk about building a culture, that's what you want. You want a guy who's about winning and about football and about work. And as far as I can tell, and I've never met Cam Ward, but everything I've seen from him on his videos on Twitter and interviews that he's done, the guy's about football. And I'm going off on a tangent a little bit here, but that's why I'm so much higher on him right now than I am on Shedeur. I don't dislike Shedeur. I'm not overly impressed. I see Tyrod Taylor when I see Shedeur.
Very interesting. I mean, I think the general consensus is that Ward has created some separation here as the draft process has gone along, but we'll see what that ends up meaning for the Titans and how those meetings go and so forth this week. Corey, thank you, sir. Appreciate you taking time to be with us today.
Very good. And I agree with you. A second-round pick, and I like Gus Nyquist. That's a steal. I don't care if they paid four-fifths of his salary. That's a phenomenal deal. And if someone gives Barry Trotz a second-round pick for Michael McCarron, we should just give him the keys to the city and make him mayor.
We'll just forget everything. Just Barry, we know it didn't go very well this year, but
yeah, but
you got McCarron.
You just absolutely stole on this deal. And like, I like Michael McCarron. He is fine, but you can find Michael McCarron.
Oh, I'm with you. I just – I mean, it's interesting this time of year how – different teams view players and what they're willing to give up. I'm very fascinated by what it's going to look like.
Is there any difference between Michael McCarron and Yusuf Harsanen?
Different types of guys, but like from a profile standpoint, like both got pretty good size.
Forward skating on your third or your fourth line.
Right. So you could find those guys, but
yeah,
some teams feel like a guy like that is all they're away from winning the championship.
It's called an identity line, guys.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Well, yeah. You know what? How did that Tanner Janot trade work out for Tampa?
Not very well.
Not well for the Preds.
Didn't go so hot for the Lightning.
Ugh. Yeah. That one really hasn't.
Kind of a dud.
You know, yeah, but you know what? Like you said, when you're trying to win the cup, you take those swings.
Yep, no
you
doubt.
Take those swings.
Corey
so,
Curtis.
I get it.
Brought to you by Tennessee Men's Clinic. Corey, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, good luck with the sweets there, Joe. Keep working out.
Brought to you by Horsey Sauce. Corey Curtis.
You know what? Okay, that's another one, all right? How can you not like the horsey sauce?
I like the Arby's.
Good stuff.
I like the Arby's better, but that's just me.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, look, okay, that's like pouring straight sugar on your sandwich.
I know, that's why I like it. That's why I'm giving up sweets for Lent.
I can see Joe. He's sitting there in his little booth, and he's got an IV of Arby's sauce dripping into him.
You know, I could see that too.
Lovely image. Thanks, Corey.
And washing it down, dipping some Wendy's fries into his Frosty.
Yeah. Oh, touching all the bases.
I have done that. You know me too well.
We'll see you, Corey.
See ya.
Later.
Corey Curtis joins us every Monday morning at 8 o'clock. We'll react to what Corey had to say. There's some interesting stuff there on the end of the quarterbacks. He's seemingly a pretty big fan of Cam Ward. We'll get into that. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 the game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 the game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Oh, Rex Road's got a look on his face over there.
Well, I'm reading, first of all, there's an interesting story, Albert Breer. Well, I assume this is what Stilley is referring me to as he just sends brilliant texts to me, calling me a dope. Yeah, the guy who thinks that everyone out there who grades Shedeur Sanders where they grade him, and you know, we'll see where he gets drafted. They've all got little Deion on their shoulders. Hey, inflate it because it's my kid. It's Deion's kid. Deion is hurting Shedeur Sanders if anything, and yet Jared is pushing that narrative, which only an idiot would think. But this is the argument that Jared and I are in around the whole thing that we talked about with Corey, which is Callahan out of personnel, basically, right? So I think that this is a little bit of, you know, maybe semantics. Again, I'm not saying the head coach should be the decision maker, which is Mike Bergonzi comes from where that was, right? But I am saying that if you're talking about getting really old school here, like really separation of church and state, you know, personnel here, coaching here, you get your whistles and you get out there and here's your players, that's idiotic. And I don't think that that's a real thing in the NFL. Now, does Callahan have less say now than he did in last year's setup? I mean, maybe, but I don't think he has no say. And I don't think it makes any sense for a coach to have no say. And if that's true, then fire the coach right freaking now.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think he's got no say. I said this when the offseason began. Like, I'm not making my decision at quarterback moving forward for the future of the franchise with Brian Callahan in mind. Now, he's the coach right now, and you wanted to coach the quarterback you go get, but, like, I'm not putting all of my eggs right now in the Brian Callahan basket. Like, I'm not making my decision totally on whether or not I'm drafting Cam Ward based on what Brian Callahan thinks. So I think two things can be true at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going through. It's a really, again, Breer has an interesting story here. A lot of stuff. Actually, it's like you kind of expect. I mean, Brian Callahan has some of the best insight. And an interesting anecdote about talking to Burrow and how the Burrow conversation was a clincher for them. You know, you think about what Burrow did on the field, but it was the interview that kind of hammered everything home. And that, again, that is possible with either of these quarterbacks. It's possible that it helps, possible that it hurts, and they're going to be in the building. But as I read through this, apparently, Jared said, did you read the part where they didn't watch something together? I'm reading through this, and they're a part of the whole process together. Of course they are.
Is Callahan asleep on the plane?
Boy, I sure hope not. Boy, PK's got 2,000 words ready on that sucker. But seriously, I guess, like, does a head coach, if you're a young head coach and you have a bad first season, now you have a sort of a GM change. Do you lose power? Do you lose voice in the whole thing? I mean, I suppose. But again, if I'm the Tennessee Titans right now, you have to make what you do work within the coaching framework. Your coach has to feel good about what you're doing. I mean, that's, again, like, otherwise we're going back to like the 70s.
I'm just, you brought up PK, and I'm just He's on a roll this morning of just calling people out on Twitter.
So is he trying? See, he's trying to be the next guy to get in a fight with Jordan Schultz.
I guess so. He 28 minutes ago, PK tweeted, "Just with me alone, Jordan Schultz has a record of quote unquote breaking stories I've already broken. I can't imagine what his record looks like league wide. There, it's a tremendous skill." And then shortly after that, he tweeted at Jim Nagy. You know, there's a tweet from Brandon Thorne about, apparently, every offensive lineman measured a fourth to a half inch shorter with arm length than they did at the Senior Bowl and at the Shrine.
Oh.
Okay. So at the Combine, it was not the same measurement. So he tagged Jim Nagy, Kuharsky did, and said, "So who's measuring at the Senior Bowl and what's the issue?" He's just calling everybody out on Twitter this morning. I like it.
Jim Nagy's leaving too, right?
I saw that.
He's
yes.
becoming, where's he going? Bucks?
Was that it?
He's joining some team's front office. So that's an interesting move. Wow. So the Senior Bowl.
I think it's Oklahoma. Yeah, it's Oklahoma college football.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Oh, you.
So the Senior Bowl inflates wingspan hey, of Jordan, offensive linemen.
Hey, Jordan Schultz, what are you stealing all my stories for?
I mean, PK.
Meet me at the Starbucks.
Yeah, everybody out there in the NFL, now that they know that Jordan Schultz is the heir to the Starbucks fortune, wants him to kick their ass. I'm with you, PK. Two for one. Punch me, too.
I mean, you'd probably have
a little lawsuit going.
I will defend PK. Like, I think you got a better chance of just beating the crap out of Rappaport than you do PK. I mean, you could probably succeed with either one if you're Jordan Schultz, who apparently is a bigger guy than people have anticipated.
Yeah.
Based on the way things went down.
By the way, did you notice that a certain picture that was not supposed to be circulated publicly, it got circulated publicly?
I noticed that.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't us. We did not do it. But just head on a swivel this morning. PK's going after folks out there.
Get fired up, PK. Let's get you peaking by Wednesday morning.
615-737-1025, our phone number. A couple more thoughts to get to on the Sanders-Ward front. We'll get into Tennessee's big win over Alabama. Vanderbilt taking down Missouri over the weekend later in the program as well. All that coming up. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 the game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 the game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Robbie and Rex Road brought to you by First Horizon. Big bank muscle, small bank hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service.
So Science Brain is just texting both of us furiously, huh? Monday morning, already at it.
Hey, the work never stops, Roll Stilly.
And you, and this is the best part, is when you get mad and you're like, no, you're being an idiot. I really appreciate that. I can take a break, sit back, and just listen to
well,
you
we're
lose
talking
your
about
mind.
We're talking about the Ward Sanders conversation, and he's sitting there like, "How has Ward separated himself with Sanders this last week?" And I'm like, "Well, I'm not saying he's done it this last week. It's been from the time we started talking about all this, when we were talking about who's better, Ward or Sanders. Who would you take, Ward or Sanders? And you found people on both sides of it. All I'm saying is, from then until now." You're finding way less people on both sides of it. It's pretty much universally Ward is the guy in this draft. So he thinks that everybody convened at the Combine, and now the conversation has shifted. And I'm like, well, you had people on your show a few weeks ago at the Super Bowl talking about how Ward was better than Sanders. Now, they did say they don't really love either of them, but pretty much to a person. It's always been, for the last few weeks, I'm going Ward over Shedeur Sanders.
Right. Sanders' film is a steady, very good college quarterback who should be – a significant NFL prospect, safer to me, higher floor. Ward, his film is absolutely higher ceiling, much more exciting, makes some throws that Shedeur Sanders cannot make. That's been the case the whole time. Maybe Ward helped himself with his interviews more than Sanders did. I don't know.
Maybe. No.
But Jared wants it to be, he's had this huge bump from Deion, and now the football people are saying, no. I mean, dude, get out of the Ewok village and live in the real freaking world. But it's astounding.
The Ewok village, fun place to be. Good
just
stuff.
Create your own little fantasy world.
I think we need another Jared's film room breakdown later.
Yeah,
so
we
can get that done this week.
We haven't heard much about the old film room. I assume he's been firing that up. But listen, if he's right, then Tyler Shug, Jalen Milroe, Jackson Dart. Who else is going to be drafted before shooters? I mean, you tell me, these NFL people are going to keep going with just the Deion inflation here?
Kyle McCord.
Maybe Kyle McCord, too.
Yeah.
I expect him. He said he's a fourth-round prospect who's been inflated to like because well, of the
Well, look,
Deion
I don't
thing.
Know. I was listening to Stilly the other day, and, you know, Shedeur Sanders took his teammates out on a nice trip, paid for it, and didn't want publicity for it, and
oh, that's right.
All these different things. I think he fell in love with Shedeur Sanders the other day. So by the time the draft comes around, he may talk himself into it. We'll see.
He says, Shedeur is a TV prospect more than he's a candidate go number one. It's been that way the whole time. Again, I absolutely acknowledge that the media attention has been more for him from the start because of his dad. That's true.
Correct.
NFL personnel people are drafting players and they'll get fired if they're not good. And, you know, do we understand that or no? Yes. Bring me the Woody Johnson video game crap. I get it. But, again, I look forward to Dane Brugler. The Beast coming out. It's got to be soon here. How soon before the draft does that usually come out?
I think it's like
about
a month before.
Maybe? Yeah. So, I mean, I love his write-ups because they are granular, okay? And so I look forward. I expect him to have him as a fourth-round grade and say, yeah, this has all just been because Stephen A. Smith likes Deion. That's what it is. None of us have actually been studying film at all. It's just that Stephen A. Smith likes Deion.
Kidney
Stupid.
Bean on YouTube says that Corey Curtis has talked him into Cam Ward with the first pick. Let's go Titans, Super Bowl bound. Another YouTuber says they need to either draft Ward or trade back and stockpile on the picks. Maybe some momentum. Corey Curtis is convincing the people. Corey was fired up. He said 50 to 70% that Cam Ward's going to be a good player in the NFL.
Yeah, that's what I need is like 50-70% that he'll be what though, right? Sean says, am I the only one seeing Ward Sanders and Winston Mariota parallels? It's not even close to that. Winston and Mariota were going into that draft.
Better prospects than this.
Way better prospects than this.
Which goes again back to our quarterback discussion in the 7 o'clock hour of it's amazing how you think one thing about quarterbacks heading into a draft and oftentimes it doesn't work out anywhere near, both on the positive and the negative.
Yeah, but way more on the negative. It's just way more on the negative. And so there you go. There's two guys. I mean, basically Winston had some character stuff, but basically they were flawless football prospects. And what did they become? Backups.
Yeah.
That's what it is, man. But I agree that Corey everything he said, I get it. I do. When's your next chance? What else is out there? What are you going to do? Why not take a shot? I get all that. You have to go through that thought process if you're the Titans.
Well, even in the short term, because, like I said, I'm not making this decision based on, like, Brian Callahan and what's best for him to retain his job as the head coach next year. Like, you can't make decisions that way if you're an organization. But, like, what happens if they're looking at their options next year for this next season and they get through it and they say, yeah, you know, you got an older Russell Wilson. You've got maybe Justin Fields out there. Kirk Cousins coming off an Achilles. Let's say Darnold goes elsewhere and he's not available. Well, is there a chance that they could look around and say, you know what? Our best opportunity for this season may just be taking a shot with Cam Ward and seeing if he's better than the rest of these guys. Now, you can't draft a quarterback that way.
And that's how you're a losing franchise.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, the veteran quarterback options that could be out there, we know some aren't going to be. Stafford's not going to be. Carr's not going to be. So you're running out of options of good veteran quarterbacks pretty quickly into this thing. If you don't land one of those that you like could Cam Ward as soon as right now be your best option to win football games next year based on the options available to you? I don't know.
I mean, maybe. It's possible, but in that scenario, and you're not, and then no one trades up and gives you enough to trade up, you run to the podium, you take a guy who I think has the talent to be a Pro Football Hall of Famer someday in Travis Hunter. That's just me.
I don't necessarily disagree with that. I'm just, you got it. Somebody's got to play quarterback, is what I'm saying. So who's it going to be? You know, is it the world's worst thing to have, I don't know, Russell Wilson as your quarterback next year? No, like, he'll have some games where he plays pretty well, and he'll have some where he's bad and he turns the ball over, and he's going to be an absolute cornball in between. So
that's
you got to deal
up
with that. Yeah. What could we come up with?
He'll come up with something.
I did love the Pittsburgh people last year who were like, Pittsburgh, let's weld. Get in there. After the Broncos country, let's ride. We can come up with something for the Titans there.
Titans country, let's oil. You wear the Oilers uniforms?
Keezer's waving you off.
Keezer
is
big thumbs down. Tally-ho.
You'll have to work on that. So, would that be the world's worst thing to have him as your quarterback for 1 year? No, not necessarily. Same thing with Cousins. But, you know, I have no idea what Kirk Cousins got left. You know, now there's this conversation out that he was hurt last year beyond the Achilles and his shoulder was bothering. Well, that never ended up on the injury report and apparently didn't tell anybody. So what is that like? Is that just convenient now that you're coming up? I don't know. Like,
it makes me feel better about what I saw from him throwing the football because I was like, my God, what is going on here?
Right. So
I don't know.
But there's a chance that Kirk Cousins has just fallen off the cliff and he's not a starting quarterback anymore, right?
The Falcons are really pushing this idea that they actually want him to be their backup this year, too. Mm-hmm. I just can't buy that, but they are pushing it.
Maybe that's a lot of money to be a backup quarterback.
Sure is. Mentorship.
A lot of mentorship going on out there, which, by the way, I'm sure he'd be great at.
Absolutely.
He'd be a great mentor.
For sure.
615-737-1025, our phone number. Tennessee, a huge win against Alabama. Vanderbilt knocks off Missouri. We'll get Rex Rhodes' thoughts on both of those games coming up next. Take your questions as well. 615-737-1025. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 The Game. Final segment of the day, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 The Game. Got some tickets to give away to Clean Comedy Night with Italian stand-up comedian Marcus Saputo at the Franklin Theater coming up on Thursday, March 13th. Be caller 3, 615-737-1025.
Tally-ho!
That one's got a chance to be pretty popular.
Yeah, that one's got a chance.
That one's got a chance. Joey, big win for Tennessee over the weekend against Alabama. They win on a Mayshak buzzer beater to knock off Alabama at home. Big implications in that game in terms of who could be the one seed in the NCAA tournament moving forward here. Tennessee gets it done 79-76 on Saturday. Great game, hard-fought game between both teams. And what a moment for Jemai Mayshak and Tennessee to end that one.
Huge win. Incredible to see Mayshak have a moment like that. I think Mayshak is – I think he's underappreciated nationally. I think, frankly, he's underappreciated by a lot of Tennessee fans. I think he's one of the best on-ball defenders I've seen in college basketball, and I mean ever. He is an on-ball defender who could go in the NBA right now and guard anybody on the perimeter. He is incredible. He's the ultimate glue guy. They should name a glue guy award after him. He doesn't – I thought he was going to be more of a shooter this year and bring out more of that offensive game. He can't find confidence, even though he's like a high 30 shooter. But that was his 15th three of the year. And as Nate points out on the text line, it was as Rick Barnes on the sidelines going nuts trying to call a timeout. Timeout! Yeah. And he's like, why, you won't give me a timeout? And even Ziegler was doing it too. And then they both look and like, oh, my God, he just made that shot.
It's going in.
Pretty awesome. I mean, so if you look at Tennessee here, like when they lost at Vanderbilt, I was like, man, I don't know. You know, for one thing, I didn't know Vanderbilt was as good as they clearly are. But I was like, yeah, I just don't offensively. You know, what is this team? They've taken a couple losses at Kentucky, to Michelle Perry's delight. And it's just, I don't know. It's a weird matchup. But other than that, like since they've ever lost, there's those two, and then they lost the 2-point game at Auburn. They played them as tough as anyone. And other than that, they've been ripping through everybody. And they've been winning all these games. And so that's why they're in position to get a one seed, the first one seed in school history. I would not have guessed it would get to this point. But I'm starting to warm up to the idea that this could also be the first Final Four team in school history. You know, you got to get Millwell. Hey, look, if you're a one seed, you have to be considered a contender, right? I mean, you're a one or a two seed. You are a contender for the Final Four. Milicic making shots. You know, Gainey playing like he did the other day. Obviously, you got to get Lanier shots. And, you know, you got to have Ziegler's best night after night and be able to hit shots. His legs were not there at all last year at the NCAA tournament. Couldn't hit a shot, save his life, and eventually cost him. But they got a shot. It's the best offensive team in college basketball.
Huge win for them. Huge win for Vanderbilt over the weekend as well. They take down Missouri in overtime. And I think, Joe, and you wrote a piece on this at The Athletic, pretty clearly in the NCAA tournament at this point. Now it's going to be how high of a seed are they going to be? How dangerous can they be when they get there? Great win for Vanderbilt. And what a great job done by Mark Byington in year one here. And, you know, they're coming off Jerry Stackhouse and the disappointment, particularly last year with the way that that played out. And to have them in this sort of a conversation in the NCAA tournament this year, pretty awesome stuff from Mark Byington.
Yeah, with all new players, and he obviously can put a team together in short order, and he can fit pieces together, and he can coach. It's been incredibly impressive. He's right there. I think he's right there for SEC Coach of the Year. I think he's right there for National Coach of the Year. Vanderbilt, I believe, was picked 16th. I believe that's correct. And, you know, they're 8-8 in this league. 8-8 in what might be the best league of all time. It really is that good. It's so good that 4-12 Oklahoma is still on the good side of the bubble, okay? And it's just really impressive what Mark Byington has done. If you're a Vanderbilt fan, you got to be super excited about this team and the future, and you just want to hear Indiana has hired someone, and then you move forward. Because, look, I mean, he would not be too far down the list. They're going to try to get someone more established who's done more winning at the power level, but he would be somewhere. And also, of course, he and Kurt Cignetti coached together at James Madison. Sorry to bring that into the discussion.
Cignetti ripping a heater in the office right now, trying to get them to hire Mark Byington in there.
I mean, if you
guys,
say,
I know somebody you ought to go hire.
Now, if you say that on Twitter, he will come after you.
That's fine.
So I don't know. He's got his own team.
A lot of people attacking each other on Twitter lately. And Kuharsky's all over everybody right now on Twitter.
Maybe we can get Kuharsky and Cignetti somehow. Have Kuharsky take some shots at Indiana football. See what happens.
Gus Nyquist moved by the Predators to the Minnesota Wild in exchange for a 2026 second-round pick. That is the first domino to fall for the Predators at the NHL trading deadline. Deadline is Friday, so still a few more days here to get some things worked out, but we're starting to see activity pick up around the league a little bit. Look, I was kind of floored they got a second-round pick back for Nyquist, so I think good job there by the Predators. Interested to see what other moves could be down the pipe for them this week and who else becomes available and who else other teams are interested in.
Will you be shocked if nothing else happens?
Yes. Well, shocked is a strong word. I will be very surprised if nothing else happens. I think there are a couple guys, Colton Sissons being one of them. I think Luke Shen will have some interest out there just based on the style that he plays. I think there'll be one or two more moves this week. So we'll see exactly who they end up being. I think if you're Barry Trotz, like, I'd be checking on that guy. I threw it out on Twitter the other day, and I stand by this. Like, if I could get somebody to take Tommy Novak, I'd do it. I would throw that out there. There was interest in him last year before the Predators signed him to the contract. Now, he's got a new contract. It's not a huge number, but I'd be chopping everything around.
He also hasn't made himself a more exciting prospect.
Get in line for that time. Predators who have had bad years. So
yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
So we'll see
a lot.
What that looks
most.
Like. Yes, most, no doubt. Preds back in action tomorrow taking on the Bruins, and then they're back at home later this week. That does it for us today here on the program. Hope everybody has a wonderful rest of their day. Chase and Big Joe is coming up next. You're listening to 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.